We need to purify water, but can we do it better? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karsten Prass, assistant professor of environmental health and engineering at Johns Hopkins University, explains some unwanted chemicals may be a byproduct of purification.
From lead in Flint, Michigan, to Gen X spills in North Carolina, the safety of drinking water is in the spotlight, and for good reason. Both lead and Gen X, an unregulated chemical compound, are associated with a variety of adverse health outcomes. These toxic chemicals in the headlines matter, but there is an important story that isn't being told. New chemicals are being discovered that are, ironically, created when water is treated to purify it. Though there have been plenty of studies on the byproducts of water treatment processes like chlorination, little is known about what is formed with newer approaches, like oxidation with hydrogen peroxide and UV light. My colleagues and I studied what happened to phenols during chemical oxidation to simulate what goes on in modern water treatment plants. Phenols are a class of organic chemicals found in dyes and pharmaceuticals and are abundant in the environment. We found that phenols convert into a compound known to have negative effects on human cells, including DNA damage. More testing using proteins extracted from mice livers revealed an impact on a variety of different proteins, including some involved in energy metabolism. We care about modifications of the energy metabolism because of its relevance to diseases such as obesity and diabetes. Water purification is extremely challenging, as contaminants come from so many different sources – plants, farms, wastewater – and it's not always clear what's being generated in the process. By 2050, two-thirds of people around the globe will live in areas relying on drinking water that contains farm runoff and wastewater from cities and factories. So safe and effective purification methods will be even more critical. Our next step is to investigate how this method can be applied to more complex samples, and to study other contaminants that are likely to result in the formation of similar byproducts. We want and need our drinking water to be safe.
That was Karsten Prass of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.